calling in late, but better late than never. Representative Liz Linehan from Cheshire. You're in the middle of a hearing, Liz.
I just stepped out of the hearing. I testified on a fantastic bill that I'm doing together with Senator Tony Huang called the Learn Here, Live Here program. And I testified about stop squeezing the middle class. And so now I'm out. And so I apologize for being late, but I was doing the good work.
Really? So you're joining the fight against big government?
Well, no, we're actually looking to start a new government program.
Oh, so that's how you save the middle class from the oppression of big government, start a program to protect them. What's the nature of it?
So the Learn Here, Live Here program was actually originally passed in 2012. It was a Republican bill that was looking to stop the brain drain in Connecticut. And so if you graduate from a college or university in the state and you sign up for this program, after a period of 10 years, you get a rebate on up to $2,500 a year on your income tax that you paid on a sliding scale to use it as a down payment for a home in order to have you keep roots here. But it was permissive. It was never funded. So we've been going since that time with this program on the books that is just not helping anybody. So the senator and I are kind of looking at revamping it and doing it the proper way to ensure that we can help middle-class families who are not being helped by other programs like a ton of financial aid or the free community college program. That's not affecting middle class families. That affects low income families. So here we're trying to help those middle class students get out of crushing debt and be able to stay here in Connecticut, working at these higher paying jobs so that it can ultimately help our income tax revenue grow grand lists in municipalities, you know, and really have a return on our investment.
Do you have any sense that there's reason to think that this $2,500 a year housing credit would be the tipping point for a significant number of young people?
Well, we do. I have been touting this program since 2012, swearing that I'm going to work so hard to get it funded. And I hear from parents all the time that this is actually something that these kids need it in order to be able to stay in Connecticut. But we also hear from companies saying that they want to hire the great workforce that are coming out of our colleges and universities. But the housing market, they're often priced out of it. And then additionally, we hear from communities across the state that are more rural that don't have any doctors, per se. There's no specialists within an hour, and they have to come into Hartford. So we've been speaking to some doctors who say that this program would have been helpful to them coming out of college with a great deal of student debt to be able to buy a house maybe in one of these rural communities and then be a doctor there. So there's a million positive ripple effects that could come out of this. And the great part is that it's dependent, it's a sliding scale on what you're paying on your income tax. So if you're in the program and you're not paying a lot into income tax, you're not going to get a lot to put on a down as a down payment on a house. So it's really about a return on investment for
the
long.
It correlates directly to the value of the job. All right, Liz, because you called late, I'm sorry I've got to interrupt you. We're to the end of your allotted segment time. But thank you for running out of your hearing and squeezing us in.
You got it. Thanks so much.
State Representative Liz Linehan from Cheshire. She's here with us every week.